Apostle Carey, Season 1, Episode 4. Here we go. I hope you are enjoying your summer so far. I live in the Bay Area, which doesn't really get seasons, but there's a little bit of summer sun right now, so soaking up what I can. I am plugging away diligently at the next episode of Apostle Carey, but I wanted to tag in briefly and address something that's been on my mind. Now, when I was younger, many of the doubts that arose in regards to the Christian faith, they were usually matters of science or history. Understand this was back in the early to mid-2000s. This was a period of Western history in which atheism was popularized by a small group of scientists and intellectual elitists, the upper echelons of academia, and they used scientific and historical arguments to try to derail the Christian faith, none of which could stand, of course, because God, being the author and creator of all things, only becomes increasingly evident when examined through scientific and historical lenses. And indeed, it's faith in God and a desire to see him more clearly that even inspired and spawned the very existence of the institution of modern science. So naturally, God is always going to be there at the center of everything. Right now, I believe within the last decade, there's been a shift. The attacks on faith in Jesus, faith in the Bible, they're kind of driven more out of a crisis of personal identity. Individuals within Christianity, they've undergone what is termed deconstruction. This is a process in which people will usually very publicly abandon their faith to dissect it, understand it, and often dissolve it, unfortunately. Another word for this is backsliding. What drives this pattern of thought? It could be a number of factors, whether it be church hurt, apparent seeming inconsistencies within the faith, misunderstanding scripture, but increasingly, it's the fact that our faith demands non-compliance with what have become cultural norms. So, in essence, the church is head-to-head with things like abortion rights and the LGBTQ movement. These are at the forefront of this clash right now. It's a cultural clash, and there's certainly more agitators and new ones likely founded each day. But there is a great divide in Western culture. I know it's very prominent here in America right now. So one that's in the Christian faith that feels the need to succumb to cultural pressure, they'll either try to conform scripture to the culture or abandon scripture entirely. Now listen, doubts will arise, and it is healthy to wrestle with doubt, but you must wrestle through prayer. You must wrestle with God. Don't take the wrestling match out to the public stage of social media, and don't wrestle silently. That will just get you backslid in the pew. Now, Psalm 42 reads, "As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God?" And later in the psalm it says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me, therefore will I remember thee." And again, later in the psalm, The psalmist says, I will say unto God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. So this is what it looks like to pray your doubts. The psalmist has taken all of this to God. He's speaking this out in a psalm, in a song, in prayer to God. He's making it very clear that his response to a cast down soul is to remember God. It's to hope in God, and it is to praise God. This is what we do, even in our doubt. Doubt is a very natural human response to feelings or experiences. But in the face of those fleeting moments and feelings, we must remember what we know. We must remain grounded in the one thing that will never change. We must remain grounded in God. If you are struggling with doubt, don't see it as an opportunity to deconstruct everything that you know to be true. And to anyone that has come out of the world and into the church, such as myself, you first generation apostolics, we need to engage in what I'll call a reverse deconstruction. We need to look at the world that surrounds us, the culture that we've been raised in, that we've lived in all of our lives, the things we've been taught in our schools, the things we've learned from our families, our traditions that are all rooted in false doctrine. We need to question all of these things. We need to question everything that we've been brought up in that is contrary to the faith, to this wonderful apostolic truth. Everything in life needs to be dragged through the Word of God so we can see what's left standing. This whole podcast, the whole project of the Apostle Carey podcast, it's a long series of one exercise in deconstruction after another. If it doesn't stand against the Word, then let it fall. One thing that is so striking about Christianity is how it so fluidly spreads from one culture to another. But when you get to the point that Jesus has entered your culture, you need to recast that culture to fit Jesus, not the other way around. I recently listened to a podcast on this very subject, and it featured a guest who came from a church that recently collapsed from leadership failure. I won't name any names here, but that guest and many of his colleagues in that church, they had a period of deconstruction, and many of them walked away from Jesus entirely. It's very unfortunate, but this happens. Now, when the guest was asked what he would say to those that walked away, he replied, and I'm paraphrasing here, rather than ingesting, dissecting, and deconstructing all the theological theories and arguments, try praying to God an hour a day for 1 month and just see what God has for you. In other words, this guest was saying, go directly to the source. Go directly to God. Take your doubts to God. Take your deconstruction to God. Never do it apart from God. When we do it apart from God, that's how we get into a backslid condition. Guard yourself from this. Now, this is a very short episode. I just wanted to tag in. I'm looking forward to the next episode, looking forward to getting back to more matters of scripture, art, and ideas, and what it all means for the apostolic creative today. Until then, may the Lord make you wise-hearted. May you go forth, create, and glorify our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless. Thank you for listening. I want to take a brief moment to tell you about ApostleCarry.com. ApostleCarry is a marketplace for apostolic creatives. This site was created to provide a clean space for artists to share and sell their work, as well as a safe place to view and purchase work by apostolic creatives. Please visit ApostleCarry.com. That's ApostleCarry.com for more information, or follow the link in the show notes. Thank you, and God bless you.